This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes in studio. Steve Geller will join us. And at 5:20, we'll have on with us the great one himself, Drew Brees, talking about a new business adventure he's having here in the city, and also about the Saints. Get his first comments on Tyler Shuck, and also he knows a little bit about his head coach, and I'm going to bring that up to him in Jeff Brohm, because Jeff was the former head coach at Purdue, and so Drew got to know Jeff Brohm pretty well there. Charlie, we talked a lot about in the first hour about the Pickens trade to the Cowboys, but today, too, another veteran big man receiver got released, and that's Gabe Davis. I go back a while with Gabe. He goes to Central Florida, really had a big season, his final season there with UCF, comes out early for the draft, still just 26 years old. He signed a huge contract last year.
Yep.
I didn't think he'd get that kind of money from Jacksonville, but last March he signed a three-year, $39 million deal with Jacksonville. Now, you might say that's not a lot of money, but $24 million of the $39 were guaranteed, and he got $10 million up front. Now, he didn't have a great season, really didn't. They envisioned him and Brian Thomas Jr. out on the flanks. Two big receivers that could haul tail downfield and make the deep catch from Trevor Lawrence. Never materialized at all for Gabe. So he was released. He had a knee injury. I think it was in November, mid-November, somewhere in that. I know it was a meniscus injury to his left knee. He was released today. And we've had a couple people ask about, what about Gabe Davis? Again, 26 years old. He's been a bit erratic. His numbers come in bunches. You know, he'll have a game where he'll catch six passes, and then he'll play three games and he don't catch six passes. He's two-step fast. He's not one-step fast, but he's 6'2" and a little bit of change. He is a very good downfield blocker, and that's something that catches the eye of NFL coaches. He don't mind doing the dirty work. I'd love to see him become a more precise route runner. Sometimes he kind of ends a route maybe a half yard quicker than he should, or maybe he overruns it. He's not as sharp coming out of his cuts and his breaks as he could be. But he's a guy that on the deeper routes has been effective. The money's right, and his knee is right. Again, that's going to be important to make sure that his left knee is back up and rolling in good shape. You can bank it. They're going to have a number of teams interested in Gabe Davis, not only because he's played in the league and because of his size, his blocking ability, his ability at times to flash big play ability, but this draft class didn't have a lot of big man receivers. So he becomes a commodity again out on the market, and you could see with Jacksonville, once they got Travis Hunter, it was Gabe ain't gonna be here too much longer, and he got his release today.
Yeah, and it's a different front office than the one that signed him to that three-year, $39 million contract in Jacksonville as well, Mike. It just didn't work with the Jaguars, unfortunately, and he ended the season with a torn meniscus in his left knee, so that also plays into it a little bit of the low numbers and career low numbers for him, because he really did break out in Buffalo in the first couple of years. I remember that year, too, Mike, that historic game that he had against Kansas City in the playoffs when KC had the 13-second comeback, and he had over 200 yards and four touchdowns in that game. It was insane. But, you know, it worked out in Buffalo for the most part, and he got his payday with Jacksonville. But the fact that they cut him 1 year into that three-year contract, you know, once again, it's a different regime, but I think that may be a little bit telling about where he is.
You know what his career is similar to? Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
He's not as tall, but, I mean, he is a big receiver. He's not as tall as with as Marquez is today, but there are some similarities in their play. The inconsistent moments at times, six catches in one game and a touchdown, and then you can watch him three or four games and he don't make six catches total in that part. And a lot of it has to do, he has just never been that really sharp route runner.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of dirty work out on the field for you. A lot of times receivers don't like to block. I mean, they don't like to tell you that, but a lot of them really, that man, I'll get in the way, but I ain't crazy about blocking anybody. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Gabe Davis. I think he will have a home somewhere, and he's already got paid. He got $24 million out of this deal, and
know.
He got 10 after he signed.
Mike, you think he's a fit for the Saints because they are kind of missing that big body receiver?
He'd be somebody I want my medical staff to take a look at.
Okay.
I would definitely take a look at that because he does fit a body type, but I could say that about a dozen teams in the NFL.
It's true.
That I'm looking for a big man receiver. Okay, he really wasn't there in the draft. Let me try Gabe for a year. Hopefully he's healthy, and he can help me out on the football field. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, and the legendary Drew Brees will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. We have Steve Geller in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the man himself, Drew Brees. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Drew, tell us, man, I know you always got something rolling. Every day of the week is one thing or another. But tell us a little bit about the party venue at Surge Entertainment out in Metairie. And kind of what's it opened up to? I know for a younger crowd, middle crowd, older people. Kind of tell us what's happening at Surge Entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually just opened up our Surge Entertainment Center at 7000 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. We used to have just the Surge Trampoline Park, but now we've completely expanded that to include, we've got 24 bowling lanes plus an additional 8 VIP bowling lanes. We've got a full arcade. We've got a full restaurant bar area for watching games. We've got a ton of party rooms for hosting birthday parties, special events. We have miniature golf inside the facility as well. We've got a huge soft play area in Strike Arena, which is a really fun kind of competitive climbing game for kids. We've got sports simulators, so golf simulators, which a bunch of other software that has other sports games on it as well. So it is a next level experience, something for the whole family. We've been working on this for 3 years now, completely renovated the entire facility and the entire complex for that matter. And it's right next to Pickle and Pins for those people who have been to Pickle and Pins and had a chance to play pickleball or just enjoy everything that has to offer. So we own both those facilities. They complement each other very well. Great for hosting parties, events. We've got a ton of stuff going on for Mother's Day. If moms want to go and take their families there and run around, or just drop dad and the kids off and mom can go just get some R&R, you know, that's okay too. The moms deserve that. But, and in fact, we actually have a massive grand opening at the Surge Entertainment. I say grand opening, we're going to have a huge event there on May the 17th as well. I'm going to be running around all day long doing different events at the park. But so the park's open. It's rocking and rolling. So come by, check us out. Bring the whole family. Bring your friends. Bring your Little League baseball team and enjoy yourself.
True. Is this an event center where you could sort of rent off one part of the establishment itself? Because sometimes with little kids, I mean, you don't want them all over there. And listen, they get away real fast. If kind of certain things that a younger group would be involved with. So that's also tailored to them all correctly.
Yeah. So again, we've got two venues over there. We have Pickle and Pins, and then we've got Surge Entertainment. Pickle and Pins, we've done full buyouts before many times with groups. In fact, the New Orleans Saints just bought it out and brought all the coaching staff and a bunch of the Pelican staff over as well to host a big pickleball event. And we've got, you know, kind of backyard games, cornhole, ping pong, and a bunch of other stuff. So they had a great time. So typically, if somebody's going to do a full buyout, they do it at Pickle and Pins. Surge Entertainment is a 75,000 square foot facility. So typically when people come, they'll do birthday parties or corporate events or in and around bowling, or maybe it's in and around the sports simulators, or we've got laser tag over there as well with all the other kids activities. So tons and tons of birthday parties at Surge Entertainment. I mean, it's like the greatest thing ever for kids. Come in for 3 hours, run around, burn a bunch of calories, let mom and dad relax a little bit, you know, sit in the restaurant and get some good food and watch the game. So that's really what we've tried to create, something for the whole family, great party venue, great place to bring families.
That's awesome, Drew. Really great. Now, next time they cut that birthday cake, keep me a corner piece. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Drew, we haven't got to talk to you post-draft time, but it's kind of a two-part question for you. First of all, there's nothing like experience in the NFL playing the most critical position at quarterback. And, you know, with Tyler Shuck, you know, he's going to be a 26-year-old rookie. But he got to play for a guy that you know really well in Jeff Brohm. And thing with Jeff is, I'm getting old. I remember when Jeff was the quarterback for Howard Snellenberger at Louisville. And then he goes on to the NFL where he was a backup with a number of teams, becomes a very successful coach. And he coached a team you know a little bit about at Purdue. And looking at it, what could Jeff have really kind of worked with him in a year to get him ready for the NFL? Because, again, that experience part he's got to earn. And secondly would be about what you know about Tyler Shuck and how well he can handle the NFL.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'd say, you know, Jeff Brohm has been pretty masterful at developing quarterbacks throughout his coaching career. Obviously, he played the position, so he comes at it from a unique perspective there. I really like his offense and his system and the way he develops guys. He coached Aiden O'Connell at Purdue. You know, Aiden O'Connell spent 6 years at Purdue. He was a walk-on, you know, constantly was kind of winning the quarterback job and then unfortunately would get hurt, so he kind of battled injuries. But his last 2 years at Purdue, he put up some pretty incredible numbers and obviously has started a bunch of games for the Raiders the last 2 years. You know, Tyler Shuck, I almost see a little bit similar from the perspective that here's a guy who spent, you know, what, 7 years or 6 years in college, 7 years in college, was it 3 years at Oregon, 3 years at Tech, and then one at Louisville. Obviously battled some pretty devastating injuries at times, which ended his seasons prematurely. But to me, here's a guy who comes in with a ton of maturity. He's had to battle through a lot of adversity. You know, he's been exposed to a lot of college football. I mean, he's gotten a ton of experience. And I think spending that last year in Louisville with Jeff Brohm, I think was probably like that, you know, tipping point for him that where he was able to kind of combine his experience and kind of all that he had to, you know, battle through. All of a sudden now being with a coach who's a great developer of quarterbacks and a great system. And man, I just see some of the throws that he made last year and, you know, he's a big, strong guy who's tough, who will stand in the pocket, who will take hits. Obviously a great athlete, you know, for his size as well. But, man, you just see him making some throws that are pretty rare, pretty unique, great anticipation, good arm strength. I think more so than anything, I just think there's a level of maturity. He comes in and he's probably not going to act like a rookie or sound like a rookie, just given the amount of experience that he has. You know, what is he, 24, 25 years old? So, you know, I think he comes in really well equipped.
Hey, Drew, it's WWL Sports Director Steve Geller. Hope you're doing all right. Know you were going around here during Super Bowl time, and the big buzz at that time, besides the game going on, was the fact that Kellen Moore might become the next head coach of the Saints. He ends up winning the Super Bowl here with the Eagles, and shortly after gets named the new boss of the black and gold here. So what's your take on the Saints' new head coach? And I know he's a young guy, but definitely has that NFL and QB pedigree that you want to see.
Yeah, look, I've been really impressed with Kellen, and everyone in the building seems to be really impressed with him as well. You know, Kellen Moore was a great quarterback in his own right. I mean, you talk about a guy who came out of college football with what, like a 52-3 record, you know, playing for Boise State. I mean, I remember watching him play back in college, and it was one of those things where Boise State was always punching well above their their weight, you know, playing against some teams that you thought they had no business being on the field with, and they would find ways to win games every year that you just you had to admire. And Kellen Moore was the quarterback and at the helm in a lot of those big games. So here's a guy who's kind of used to being a little bit of the underdog, maybe used to being, you know, kind of sold a little bit short. And yet he came into the NFL. I think it was obvious that he had a bright future as a coach, has kind of worked his way up from being a quarterback coach to a play caller. And I think he's been in some really unique situations with some other great coaches and great offensive minds. So I can see how he's developed kind of his philosophy. And I think just the things that he's implemented just within the building, as I talk to scouts and I talk to players and I talk to other coaches, I think he's really, you know, kind of instantly made a big impact, and guys have a ton of respect for him and I think are really excited to play for him.
True. One of the things, you never know how you, when you enter the league and how things are and kind of the swirl of the tornado that happens in the NFL. And I remember when you first came in with the Chargers. Okay, you had a veteran in Doug Flutie, and then they draft Philip Rivers, and it was with another general manager. The injury occurs, and you end up in New Orleans. You see the situation here in the offseason with the Saints, with Derek Carr, and kind of how all this has been handled, or maybe not handled really, really well. And I think when you have that sort of turbulence at the quarterback position, that's not good for anybody at this point in time. But you went through a situation, I don't want to say similar, but there was always that, we want Rivers instead of Drew. Or, well, let's go with the old Pops. Let's go with Flutie instead. And there were people that wanted you at the quarterback position. The steadiness at the quarterback spot and understanding that position, and then we don't know about the injury situation with Derek Carr at all, kind of puts this team in a real box right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it seems like everything's been pretty, pretty hush-hush. I mean, hopefully there's been very clear communication between Derek and the organization. I really hope there has been. I've reached out to Derek just to check on him, genuinely as a friend, hoping that everything's okay, and hoping that, he's able to get healthy and be able to play. Look, you're always preparing for the future, so whether the drafting of Tyler Shuck was because, hey, we really think we need a guy who, can come in and start for us this year, or push Derek Carr, or, hey, it's we're just thinking about the future. Regardless, a lot of times, hey, you see a player that you really like and you see that he's in a great value position in the draft, you're going to take him anyway. So bottom line is I think they got the guy that they wanted. The Saints got the guy that they wanted. They got the guy that they had their eye on and that they thought really, really highly of and feel like he can be a solution for him, into the future. So, we'll see how it plays out. I hope Derek's healthy. At the end of the day, I hope it's an unbelievable quarterback competition where they bring out the best in each other, because I think that goes for every position. Every position, especially with a new head coach coming in, needs to be, hey, each and every one of you guys has to prove it to me. You have to, even the veteran guys, you have to prove why you still deserve to be in the position you are as a starter, as a leader on this team. You got to prove it to me. And then young guys, we're going to develop you. You find a way to contribute and a way to bring value to this team, because – this division's wide open, and we need to go win this thing.
Drew, what's your thoughts on the rest of the Saints coaching staff for these QBs? You've got a quarterback we talked about in Kellen Moore. Offensive coordinator, you got Doug Nussmeier, and then the quarterback's coach, Scott Tolzien. So there's tons of QB experience that's got to be great for these young guys to develop here.
Look, absolutely. You've got guys that have tons of either NFL coaching experience or college and NFL playing experience. So that always is huge when it comes to just having support and great coaching. So yeah, look, I think that especially with what you see Kellen Moore does in every place that he's been with the quarterback and building an offense around him that puts him in the best position to succeed. And you look at some of the playmakers that we have at the wide receiver position, running back position, tight end position. I mean, look, we got weapons and arguably one of the best offensive lines in football. I mean, in my opinion, obviously I played with some of these guys, but we continue to draft guys in the first round, at the tackle position. It's what, 2 out of 3 years now. So I think that says a lot about, kind of the type of team that we're trying to build, how we want to hang our hat and obviously develop in the quarterback because it's a QB driven league.
True. Man, I think about you when, within a span of 2 weeks, we all saw that you, Ryan Ramczyk, was going to hang it up, with the health issue. And then Teron Armstead announces his retirement, and that wasn't a real surprise either. But, man, to have those two guys for bookends, and it seemed like forever. You didn't have to worry about the right tackle, the left tackle. And, man, Teron was so good. And the only time, he did spend some time down with injuries. And that, so I think that's sort of kind of how he was built. That, man, if you're that good of an athlete, that big man, sometimes there's going to be a breakdown there. But you didn't have to worry about your blind side with Teron Armstead. And he was a great teammate. And so many of them that played on that team with you would talk about him as a team leader. And they were like, with Ramczyk, Ryan didn't say much, but he got everything done right. And so your thoughts on kind of in a 1 month span to see your kind of final tackles, they retired also.
Yeah. You said it, but probably, both of them had such a unique story. You know, Tron Armstead, Arkansas Pine Bluff, third round pick, was really kind of this track guy who just kind of ended up playing football. And, you know, came in. I'll never forget his first start. It was 2013 against the Carolina Panthers. And I think it was Charlie Brown was our left tackle. Ended up going down. And then so here comes Tron Armstead. And he's having a start against Greg Hardy, who was one of the premier pass rushers in the league that year. And there was just something about, like, the way that Tron Armstead flipped the switch. Like, you could just see the look in his eye, like, okay, you know, I'm taking on the best in the league this week, and, you know, I'm going to get the job done. And he had a phenomenal – it was one of those moments where you're just like, okay, we got one here, you know. And then Ryan Ramczyk, here's a guy who ended up going to trade school to be a welder, right, and then ends up at Wisconsin. I think walked back on to Wisconsin to play football. And then next thing you know, we trade up into the first round to draft him in 2017. And, you know, he takes Streif's place when Streif retires and obviously becomes a phenomenal player, a Pro Bowl player. So both those guys, unbelievable stories. I credit, obviously, our scouting department and the guys that do so much work and research to find these diamonds in the rough, you know, and then develop them into great players. And, you know, so much of that is just their own personal kind of attitude and, you know, self-starting nature that, you know, and they want to be great players and they want to be valuable members of the team and, you know, different personalities, you know, Ramczyk, quiet, you know, just lunch pail guy, go to work. Maybe that was the welder in him. And then Tron Armstead, a little bit more outspoken and, you know, kind of the life of the party. But, I mean, those are some of my best memories. You know, being in the huddle with those guys, you know, looking them in the eye in critical situations, knowing that they had my back, you know, the moments in the locker room, moments on the practice field, where you just have a chance to, you know, connect as teammates and build the camaraderie and build the relationship. And, you know, always love those guys.
Marcus Colston, I got to meet up with him Super Bowl time and get your thoughts on the value of a big man receiver. So he's telling me this story. He's like, Mike, I only played one spot at Hofstra, only one wide receiver spot. And he said, all of a sudden, Coach Payton tells me, I'm going to put you in the slot. And he's like, okay, I did take a look around the NFL. All those guys that play in the slot, they don't look like me. I mean, they're all little smaller guys. But he said, you know, it really worked putting it, because he said, man, you just saw the look of that nickel corner. Man, I got to go up against that 6'4" guy. The value of a big man receiver and what he can do, not only playing at the outside wide receiver position, but also in the slot.
It's an incredible asset and such a unique thing to have a guy who's that big to be able to play inside with that level of feel and toughness, you know, because man, those in between the numbers, you get smacked. Linebackers, safeties, you're always in the line of fire. You have to have incredible feel and timing and you know, I look back on those years with those four receivers, really, you know, Marcus Colston, Lance Moore, Devery Henderson, and Robert Meacham. And, you know, Robert Meacham and Devery Henderson were kind of like the speed guys outside, blow the top off. And then, you know, Marcus Colston and Lance Moore were just, man, we're just going to work you to death in the middle of the field, right? But two totally different body types when you look at Lance and Marcus. And yet both of them kind of played a very similar role. Hey, they'd play the X receiver, which is kind of the single receiver into the boundary, and then they'd also go into the slot. And they could do so many things. But so much of that came from just, number one, you got to be really intelligent. You got to be able to cover a lot of ground. You've got to have great feel, because a lot of the routes that you have that you run are meant to work versus zone and man. And in zone coverage, a lot of it's just you have to have a feel. You're just finding a hole in the defense, being on the same page with the quarterback. So that just takes a lot of time on task, a lot of trust. And, I mean, no guy that I had more trust in through all those years than Marcus Colston.
Drew, one of the big changes coming this season, too, for this Saints squad lies in the defensive coordinator, something I know you studied, obviously, your entire career opposing defenses. What do you think of Brandon Staley and what he's going to be bringing to this black and gold Florida Lead D, and also the impact it has on the personnel here?
Yeah, look, I mean, I have always had a ton of respect for Staley, and I'm sure you guys know his story. You know, Staley spent most of the 2009 training camp with us, with the Saints, in the quarterback room. Do you guys know this story?
I was not aware of it. No, I just was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. So Staley was a college coach at, like, Mercyhurst or something like that. He was tight with Joe Lombardi. And so he had gotten the ability to come and basically spend training camp with us in 2009. So, and I think Staley played quarterback in college, if I'm not mistaken. So he came in and was just sitting in our QB room. He knew he was going to move to the defensive side of the ball and be a defensive coach in college, but he wanted to really kind of study the offensive side because he felt like it would help him on the defensive side. So he spent most of that training camp with us, and he was hyper intelligent, like to the point where he absorbed so much of our offense that he knew our offense as well as we did by the time he left. And then through the years, he would watch our tape every week. He would send thoughts to Joe Lombardi about, you know, our opponents or, you know, what he was seeing with our offense. If he started seeing tendencies that he wanted us to be aware of. And I mean, he was like, this was all just kind of behind the scenes, just kind of being a friend, you know, hey, thanks for the opportunity to come watch you guys. I love watching you. Here's some thoughts. And then, you know, you watch him work his way up through the coaching ranks. Outside linebacker coach for the Bears, I think, with Vic Fangio, and then obviously defensive coordinator, and then becoming the head coach, you know, with the Chargers. And so I kept up with him along the way too. And man, I've always really liked Brandon, really appreciated his, I think, just his work ethic, his attention to detail, the way he came from the offensive side to now be coaching defense. I love his scheme. I think he has the ability to take some players on defense and really kind of make them the focal points, you know, from a coverage perspective or from a blitz perspective. And so, yeah, I really like Brandon and his scheme.
True. We saw this past year Tom Brady get involved with the Las Vegas Raiders and part owner and I'm sure consultant where now he said, I don't have anything to do with the draft. No, I don't believe any of that. But that's all up for debate with that. Would that be something somewhere down the line? Because I know you've always talked about you want to see your kids through high school and that sort of thing. And, hey, listen, Nussmeier only got this year left. So, you know, your boy that wants to come to LSU, that's going to be a spot open somewhere down the line here. But your thoughts on the future for you, would that be something you would consider similar to what Tom Brady's involved with the Raiders?
Yeah, I see myself being involved with the NFL for the rest of my life. It's in my blood. It's in my heart. I know there's a ton of value I can bring. So it's just a matter of when and where.
Gotcha. One more time, Drew, tell everybody a little bit about the venture and, again, telling them where it's at and how they can get there, so to speak, and everything that's involved with it and right next to your own facility.
Yeah, and Drew, I'm seeing that Surge, some of the facilities, they do have go-karting. Wonder if Metairie's going to have that as well.
What?
Yeah, so we're actually building a full-blown double-decker go-kart track.
Right.
That's adding on to our building. So that's actually under construction right now. But the other 75,000 square feet is open and operating. We just opened a few weeks ago. So come see us. We've got full-service restaurant bar. It's awesome. It's like a big sports bar feel. We've got bowling alleys, 24 bowling lanes. We've got party rooms so you can host birthday parties. We've got a strike arena, soft play area for kids. We have indoor putt-putt. We've got laser tag, sports simulators. So a ton of fun for the whole family. In fact, if you book a birthday party right now for Surge Entertainment, and the birthday party can take place anytime during this calendar year, but if you just book it before May the 15th, you'll get a meet and greet and an autographed picture from me and meet and greet with me sometime in May. I'm actually going to be in town here really soon, and nice. So we're going to schedule that opportunity for everybody who books a birthday party just as a special thank you. But also, come on over for Mother's Day if the moms want to come. Bring the families over or just drop the kids and husband off. And you know what? Give moms a little R&R, but no, we're officially open and excited to host everybody. And then Pickle and Pins is right next door. We own that as well. We got 5 pickleball courts, 2 padel courts, duck pin bowling, axe throwing, electronic darts,
and a bar and kind of a big tailgate lounge there. So a lot of fun for the whole family.
The GOAT of football and GOAT of entertainment, Drew Brees.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Hey, look, you can come out of retirement now. Aaron Donald's retired. You ain't got to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, I know. My thumb still reminds me of that.
Thank you, Drew. We appreciate it, bud.
All right, man. Take care.
All righty. Drew Brees talking about his new venture on is it on Jefferson Highway, correct, Steve?
Veterans.
Veterans Highway, excuse me. And right next to Pickle and Pins. And, man, sounds like a great venture. And
yeah, 7,000 vets is the address.
7,000 veterans. And, again, bring the family there. A lot of family entertainment that Drew just brought out with us. Interesting comments about the Saints from Drew Brees. And I knew he knew a lot about Tyler Shuck because his old coach at Purdue, he didn't coach him, but he was there, and Drew kept a close touch with them. Jeff Brohm coached Tyler Shuck last year with Louisville. We'll be back with our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break. Back here on the Big 870 WWL Sports Talk, and it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. I'll do mine real quick. Drew Brees said something I hadn't heard him ever say before. The NFL will always be a part of my life. Caught that? I think he's trying to tell you something somewhere down the line. And when I brought it up to him about Tom Brady, he was very quick to respond to that. Steve, we've interviewed him numerous times. He's never said that. Never.
No, right. It's always never. Been about, we'll see about coaching maybe kind of thing, but definitely was more focused on doing things with his kids right now. But like you said, it wasn't anything where he said, the NFL will always be a part of my life.
Bingo. You can take that for what it's worth. Steve?
Guys, I am thinking about the L.A. Rams, and they're taking their mandatory minicamp on the road. You don't have to worry about folks showing up for this one, though. The team announced that they'll be traveling to Maui June 16th to June 19th for mandatory minicamps, workouts there in Maui. Part of other activities they'll have involved also with locals, also assisting, helping rebuild homes. But really awesome stuff for any of the media members that get to cover Rams mandatory minicamp come June. Going to be out in Maui. I know the Cajun Cannon would love that one.
Well, me and him want to go to that. I can tell you that right now.
Put your hand up, volunteer.
Oh, we got it real high, both of them. It's Charlie?
Yeah, real quick, guys. I'm going with a stat news stat about the NBA playoffs so far. The second round has been unbelievable. Like, almost every single game. I know the Minnesota, you know, Golden State game one was kind of a stinker last night. But outside of that, it's just been banger after banger after banger. For the first time in NBA history, guys, all four road teams won game one in the conference semifinals.
Wild.
And not just that, but the comeback that the Pacers went on last night.
My God.
I have stats about this that we'll save for the next hour, Steve, because it's a lot of craziness. But the comeback that the Pacers made last night, coming back from down 7 points with about 45 seconds left to go in that game, road teams are 5-0 in the conference semifinals right now. What is happening? It's been unbelievable to follow. I can't wait for tonight's matchups. OKC versus Denver game two, and then Boston and New York game two as well.
Yeah, we'll see how mad those Celts are tonight in their game against the Knickerbockers.
I don't think they're going to miss 45 threes in this game.
No. And the other thing, Charlie, as soon as the game ended last night, I got three people text me, hey, tell Charlie you were right about them Warriors. Listen, and they did it without Steph. That was the even best part. But, man, they might have to play a little while without Steph Curry. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I want to thank Drew Brees for hopping on with us. Gave us, 25 minutes gold stuff from Drew Brees. Steve, tell us what's happening from 6 to 8.
We'll be talking LSU Arkansas baseball coming up next hour. Mike Joe Healy, National College baseball writer, also does SEC Extra on D1Baseball.com, will join us, break that all down. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, get into some Saints rookie minicamp action. Also talking about Cam Jordan Day tomorrow with Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints.
All righty. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.